Dave Fanning on 2FM.
2FM. Now, you know the saying, what do you get someone who's got everything? Well, the answer is stories. Books, for God's sake. And if they're a person who's all about GAA or a special place for rugby or really just any games interest at all, then we have a list here from us, from the world, I should say, right in front of me. Autobiographies, photo books, stories. An Irish Times journalist, as usual now. It's a bit of a thing, isn't it?
An annual thing.
An annual thing, yeah. Malachy Clarkin is here. He's got the sort of the imperative list of 2019 sports book releases or
there
something like that. Those lines. So Malachy, what are we doing? Do you have a countdown of the top 20 or 5 or do not
top
miss
20.
Books or what is it?
Well, I have a sort of a top 6-ish.
Alright, good. Let's hear the top 6-ish then and go from wherever you like.
Okay, we'll start with my favourite book of the year.
Oh right, okay. What's that?
The one I consider the best. It's called In Sunshine or in Shadow.
I'm trying to guess the sport. I don't know.
You know the line from the song though. It's a line from Danny Boy.
Oh really, is it?
It is.
That's really weird. Only two weeks ago I was saying on the radio, you know, I think Danny Boy is a brilliant song. Never thought of it. Sorry, okay.
Well, this is by Donald McRae.
I wouldn't do well on Don't Hit the Buzzcocks. Whatever you call it.
Anyway, this is by Donald McRae, a brilliant boxing writer. It's a book about boxing during the Troubles in the North.
Right.
And the reason the reason for the title is that Barry McGuigan's dad, Pat, who represented
Ireland, sang for Ireland in the Eurovision Song Contest.
There you go.
Well, Pat McGuigan or something he was called. It was a different
because
name.
Barry was not about national anthems, because it was such a delicate time. Instead of the national anthem before his fights, he got his father to sing Danny Boy in the room.
Right.
And so that line, there's the line in the
In
song,
Sunshine or in Shadow.
Always kind of the more McRae got stuck into this book, the more he kind of went, wow, or he just kind of sort of encapsulated how boxing survived the Troubles. This book is about, essentially it's about five guys, but it's really about one, a sort of a miraculous figure called Jerry Story, who runs the Holy Family Boxing Club in Belfast and has run it for, you know, decades, 4 or 5 decades. Through the Troubles, through the worst of the worst of the worst of the Troubles.
If you were on a side or weren't on a side, it made no difference. Isn't that one
it made
of the,
no difference whatsoever. About you know, place, if you were Catholic or Protestant, if you were Republican or Loyalist, you were safe in this club. And if you wore the singlet of this club, you were safe wherever you went.
Yeah.
And it is his story told through the eyes of, for himself as well, but through Barry McGuigan, Huey Russell, Davey Larmour and Charlie Nash. Charlie Nash's brother died in Bloody Sunday. Everybody in the book was touched by tragedy, as you must have been if you were in that society during those times. And it's a phenomenal book, Dave. It really is, as a history book, as a book of that place in that time, is basically the time stretched from Bloody Sunday to Barry McGuigan winning his world title in 1985. So you're talking 72 to 85,
yeah,
that kind of thing. And it's fantastic. I couldn't recommend it.
Okay, In Sunshine or In Shadow by Donald McRae, Simon & Schuster, and it's €8 or thereabouts. Give us another one.
So the other book, there's sort of two standout books. And then after that, there's a bit of a drop off. In my estimation, anyway, the other really brilliant book this year is called Recovering, and it's by Richie Sadler and Dion Fanning. And like, this is a, you know, there's always a slew of autobiographies every year across all the sports. This is the best of them by a good distance. But it's more than just like a soccer player's autobiography. You know, Richie Sadler is near enough the perfect sort of subject for an autobiography because he didn't just have a soccer career and now he's telling you about it. He had his soccer career. It was cut off just before he just tasted the very, very top of the mountain, and then injury took it away from him, so he had to retire in his mid-20s. But there is enough in here. If you just want a good soccer book, a kind of behind-the-scenes soccer book, there's plenty of that here. You know, he was in around the ludicrous excesses, you know, the madness of professional soccer.
And the son of an alcoholic. He became one himself, abuse survivor, all those things are part of the story too.
All that sort of stuff is in it too, exactly. Yeah. And he's a really sort of sensitive writer. He's a really good... he's a good guy to kind of go through a book with, and it's more than just a load of stories. There's a beginning, middle and end, and it's really brilliantly told.
Brilliant. Okay. Recovering. It's by Richie Sadlier and Dion Fanning. Gill Books at $22.99. Okay.
So then you're into, there's a couple of really good Ga books around. There's a great one called The Double by Adrian Russell.
It's Cork?
The story of Cork winning the Double in 1990. The only time it's ever been done in the history of the GAA, winning the Hurling and Football All-Ireland in the same year. And this sort of tells that story. It's kind of two books in one. Like, they're two completely distinct stories, really. But he kind of weaves them together very well. There's brilliant characters in it. And really.
It's the only time it's been done, the Double.
Never
only
done.
Once. Really?
Never done otherwise. Yeah, which is kind of mad when you think about it.
Yeah.
Presumably, you know, when the Dubs get their hurlers going over the next 20 years, it'll happen there somewhere as well. Yeah. But yeah, The Double by Adrian Russell is very good. It's another book called About That Goal, and it's Seamus Darby's autobiography. Seamus Darby scored the goal that stopped Kerry winning the five in a row in 1982. He went. It's sort of the most famous goal in the history of the GAA. He went on to have a really hard sort of life after it. You know, he was, like on the pitch afterwards, some an Offaly fan grabbed him and said, "Darby, you'll never see a poorer day." And like within 2 years, within 4 years, he had a few businesses go bust. He lost a heap of money. He ended up having to sleep on floors in London within sort of 8-9 years. Had a hard, you know, just life did not work out in a storybook fashion, even though he scored the most storybook goal in the history of the GAA.
Right, yeah.
And this book is like, there's no frills to it. It's a very straight telling of his own story. And I was impressed with it. I found it a kind of an unpromising book when I kind of picked it up first, because, you know, Seamus Darby, you know, a lot of people know his story. And I just kind of turned page after page after page.
Pleasantly
really
surprised.
Yeah,
yeah, good
really
story.
Interesting, yeah.
About That Goal by Seamus Darby and PJ Cunningham, Ballpoint Press, at just under €15.
Yeah. Now, there's another couple of books that are a bit sort of a bit of a cut above everything else that is around. They're sort of along the same theme, really. So one of them is called Commander in Cheat, and it's by Rick Riley. It's about Donald Trump, the golfer. Donald Trump is known as the best golfer ever to become president of the United States. Now, that's, you know, that could be a dubious enough honor, but he is apparently a very good golfer, but he is also an outrageous cheat when playing golf. And this is basically about this book, and it's a hilarious book. Rick Riley is a very funny sports writer in America. This is a very funny book, basically delving into the millions of documented ways, and he's talked to a load of people who have played golf with him, who have been, you know, in or around the golf clubs that he's played, and basically detailing all the lies that Trump has ever told about his golf. And his extrapolation from that is, he is this much of a scumbag golfer, how is anybody surprised about what sort of president he is?
All right, okay.
And so it's very funny.
The wider picture.
Yeah,
and
does
he have illustrations about how he cheats with the ball? And
hugely. Massively. Like, he's just terribly. Like, there's a great anecdote at the start. Trump always has this boast about what a great golfer he is, that he has won 20 club championships. And so Riley says, as a piece of journalism, I am going to track down these 20 championships and see how many of them are bona fide. Like, how many of them are bogus, how many of them really happened. He went to every club, he tracked them all down. Zero. Not one of them. He did not win one single club championship.
Right.
And so that's the start of the book, and it goes on from there, and it's very funny.
Okay, Commander in Cheat by
Commander
Rick Riley
Cheat.
At headline at just under €26.
And there's basically I've grouped these two books together because it's the theme of sort of extrapolating something from the world around them by a central character. And the other one that is in this mould is called Chaos is a Friend of Mine by Ewan McKenna. And it's about Conor McGregor and the world around him, his sort of rise and fall, but also more than that, about the sort of rise and fall of celebrity culture around him, society, all that sort of stuff. Like, it's a sort of a polemic, this book. It's more than just, you know, a narrative about this lad from Drimna who finds himself, fighting for millions, hundreds of millions against Floyd Mayweather.
But like, what's the angle or what's the journey?
So
like,
the angle is,
does Ewan McKenna like Conor McGregor?
No. No, oh. Now he
did. Did he end up liking him?
He started off liking him.
Oh, I see.
He interviewed him back in 2013 before McGregor like was anybody that had anybody had heard of. Ewan interviewed him for, I think, the Examiner at the time, and really liked him because he was this kid who was an apprentice plumber who jacked that in and went on the dole to try and make his way to this impossible dream, the UFC, and was sort of dreaming his own narrative and making it happen. And Ewan was really impressed with him, and then just sort of watched in horror at the circus that it became and the sort of the cult around him and the, you know, celebrity driven vacuousness that surrounded everything. And it's a, you know, you can agree with it or disagree with it. There's plenty of the book that I sort of disagreed with that you know, I think he takes a few sort of logical leaps about the sociological aspects of it all, but it's a really entertaining, really well written and well researched.
Okay. Well, first of all, it's In Sunshine or In Shadow by Donald McRae, and it's Simon and Schuster at about €8. Then Recovering by Richie Sadlier and Dion Fanning, Gill Books. The Double by Adrian Russell is on Mercier, and also About That Goal is by Seamus Darby and PJ Cunningham, and Commander in Chief is Rick Riley, and Chaos is a Friend of Mine by Ewan McKenna about the man himself. Okay, now about McGregor, that is. So, just other quickies, off you go, anything.
Quickies, okay, we'll go a little sport by sport, I'd say. How about that? We'll go, so in rugby, there's a few books around. Joe Schmidt's book has come out in the last couple of weeks. It's selling gangbusters. I think it's selling nearly 8,000 copies a week. So it'll be by far the biggest selling sports book this Christmas. It's grand. It's not, you know, it's got a bit of bad press. It's not as bad as I think some of the critics have made out. It's fine. Some of the bits in it, there's a bit in the middle section of it that sort of delves into the nuts and bolts of coaching rugby, and that I found fascinating. Some of the World Cup diary stuff isn't great, but no, it's grand. Jamie Heaslip's book is okay. It's... Again, got a little bit of bad press, but I think it's fine.
It's called All In by
Jamie Heaslip and Matt Cooper. A couple more GA books. Owen Larkin, the former Kilkenny hurler, has one out with Pat Nolan. Really interesting book. Really interesting structure to the book, where it takes his life sort of month by month. So all the things that happened in all the Januaries in his life, all the things that happened in all the Septembers in his life, that kind of way. It's a really interesting way of structuring these books that can become a bit formulaic, I think. But it's pretty good. It's a really good one that would just get totally lost, called Charlie, one of the GAA's lost icons. It's by Charlie Gallagher, a Cavan footballer from the 60s, who, to my shame, I had never heard of. But this book is by Paul Fitzpatrick, and it's about this guy who was this amazing Cavan footballer in the 60s, but it's sort of lost to history. Just Cavan didn't win in All-Ireland at that time, but he's one of the most important figures in Cavan football history, and this book tells his story really well. And there's actually one other really good GAA book, and it's Kevin McStay's autobiography. It's called The Pressure Game. He has it out with Liam Hayes, and it's as close as you can get to a sort of contemporaneous account of what it's like to be in the inter-county football game right at the minute, because Kevin McStay managed Roscommon up until last year. And it's a really, like, he's a really good, he's a columnist with the Irish Times, Kevin McStay, and he has a really good sort of direct style. And this is a good book to spend time with if you're into right. football at the minute. A few soccer books. It's really fun soccer. Not fun. Fun is the wrong way to look at it, but an interesting one called Pep City, The Making of a Super Team, and it's by two Spanish journalists, Paul Ballas and Lou Martin. It's basically the making of Man City under Pep Guardiola. It's from a particular angle. There's no harsh criticism of Guardiola in here, but as they got a real sort of access all areas pass. And if you're into the Premier League and if you're into how these teams come together at the really top of the top of the top level, there's a lot, really lot in here that I found fascinating. Like, for instance, Dave, like the fine system in all these professional soccer clubs. You know, if you're 5 minutes late for a meeting, you get fined £500 for every minute you're late, all that kind of stuff. About 18 months ago, Guardiola decided that these players make so much money that the fine system is of no use. Like, you know, so what's getting fined £10,000 to David Silver or whoever? And so he instituted a different thing where the fine system now in Man City is a chore system. So if you're late for a meeting or whatever,
gotta clean the players' boots.
Not so much that, but you've got to go and help the dinner ladies clean the dishes
right.
afterwards, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I just find that that kind of stuff, there's loads of those little details yeah. in it that I find fascinating just for the psychology of how these super clubs work.
Yeah, that's like a thrill pub talk at the end. Like, you want to find out, yeah, did you know
yeah.
that Pep Guardiola?
Exactly. Yeah, right, yeah, yeah. Exactly, if you're into yeah. that, there's loads
just
of that. Just
the
benefits.
There's ones like the Dublin Marathon, celebrating 40 years by Sean McGoldrick. There's the Best American Sports Writing of 2019, edited by Charlie Pearce and Glenn mm-hmm. Stout, and there's a few others too. Just what's Mind Games, Thomas Bjorn?
Yeah, Mind Games. It's Thomas Bjorn and Michael Calvin. Now, they've stuck Thomas Bjorn's name on this because I think he had the original idea. Michael Calvin is the journalist who oh, wrote right. the book. Thomas Bjorn, this looked like a sort of a cash-in after he had been the Ryder Cup captain. But I find that this was a fascinating book. Like it gets into the nitty-gritty of how terrified the best golfers are in the world are of being something a little bit lower down than the best golfers in the world, because the margins in golf are so absolutely tiny, and this is about yeah. the mental terrors that they go through to be able to be any good at this.
Okay, what
and
about Seasons of Sundays finally then?
Yeah, Seasons of Sundays, a hardy annual, as they say. You know, it's out every year. The Sports File team go through the GAA season, and it's fine. You know, these books are gorgeous. They're always gorgeous. And this is a top, you know, it's top class every year. The one other one that I would mention is called Something in the Water. It's by Kieran McCarthy, and it's about Skibbereen Rowing Club. Now, Skibbereen Rowing Club is this tiny club built from absolutely nothing down in West Cork, who have sort of taken over the world.
Yeah.
You know, it's the O'Donovan brothers, yeah. it's all that sort of stuff. Next summer, we're going to be looking at the rowing in Tokyo. It's going to be four or five of them will have come from Skibbereen, and this is about the makings of that club and how they got through Dominic Casey and all of that, how they got to where they are in the world.
Oh,
and it's a lovely little book. It's the best written book.
Right, at just under here. 20 quid. Kieran McCarthy, Something in the Water is what it's called. Malachy, thanks a million for dropping
no
in to
problem,
talk to
Dave.
I was in Irish Times, Sports, etc. journalist.
See you this time next year.
Indeed, you will indeed. All right, good man. Thanks a million, Malachy.
Anytime. Dave Fanning on 2FM. 2FM.